Vintage Coppola. Fine wine and iconic films flow through legendary director's career.
Master filmmaker Francis Ford Coppola relaxes in the grounds of his vineyard in California. He appears to be a man very much at peace with himself. An Oscar winner who is responsible for a series of films that have consistently been voted as being among the best ever to be made. To describe him as a living legend is no exaggeration. Born in Detroit in the year the Second World War started, a childhood illness left him bedridden for long periods.
I don't think I was a very extraordinary person, certainly a very extraordinary kid. If anything, I had a good imagination, and I was just in love with science and girls, and that brought me to theater.
During the 60s, he teamed up with a man who was going to have a long-lasting impact on his future plans. Alongside George Lucas, he set up film company American Zoetrope. The Godfather won 3 Oscars and is generally regarded as one of the greatest films ever. Coppola is quick to acknowledge the impact the film had on the rest of his life.
That project really changed my career to something very different than I would have imagined. I never would have thought of myself as, kind of a more Hollywood or industry film director, or certainly not at that level of success.
The Godfather was the first film in a trilogy completed over almost 2 decades. For a lot of directors, it would represent an unsurpassable body of work. But Coppola had another masterpiece up his sleeve. An iconic scene from one of the greatest films of all times, set to the music of Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries, Apocalypse Now, was an epic movie set during the Vietnam War. It was the film that nearly destroyed Francis Ford Coppola's fledgling career. Filming, which started in 1976, took the better part of 3 years to complete and ran into immediate financial difficulties. Against all the odds, the movie was completed. It was hailed as a masterpiece and went on to win numerous awards. Alongside his first loves, family and film, Coppola has slowly been developing a new passion. In California's Napa Valley, he has his own vineyard, which has established quite a reputation.
I realized then about, 15 years ago, that the movie business wasn't really a business, that it was a crazy activity in which you might have a lot of success 1 year, but you couldn't bank on it. And the wine business was really like every year you could do better than you had done the year before, and you could predict it. And I said, geez, this is like a job. This is like a real job. And maybe I could use that to subsidize my own film and I could be an artist. Because how can you be an artist unless you have a day job? Oddly enough, the god of wine and the god of drama is the same god, Bacchus.
The Vineyard has helped Coppola finance his latest film, Tetro, a saga of family fortunes. He both wrote and directed it.
Well, when I was young, I wanted to...